As Lemisa's law, Haivotani, we learn like this. We learned that Kiyotze boy, a similar halacha we found. Sasan Rashi says Lo Yispara Sheikh Koi. Doesn't know where it says this, but for Tani, we learn like this. Kiyotze boy. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rashi says like this. That the apostle in Ezra says Haboyim Mehashri, when they came back from the captures, Bnei Hagoylo, the Zezek Rivu Oilus. So the pasuk says Lachay Yisrael. The Mor says Hakrivu Oilus. It says Purim. How many Purim did they bring? Shnei Moser. They brought 12. The pasuk says Lachay Yisrael. Then the Mor says Elim. How many Elim they brings? Isle Rams. Tishim. Pasuk says Tishim Bashisha should be. They brought 96. Kvosim. How many lambs did they bring? Shivim Veshiva. 77. Pasuk says Tziporei, Agmar Sirei, Chatois, Shnei Mosa. And they brought 12 Chatois. And the Apostle comes off and says, Hakil Oilu Lashem, all of these were all considered like a korban oilu. That's what the Apostle says. So, more the question, how could that be? Fachatis, Mikorb Oilu, it says that now there were 12 Chatois. How could the Apostle come off to say they're all a korban oilu? How is a Chatis a korban oilu? So, where it says, Omar Rovo, it means to say that these Chatois was ki oilu. Like a korban oilah, that ma'olah just like a korban oilah ain't in the chelis, you can't eat it, but the whole thing is burnt. Is af chatoyis, these 12 chatoyis here ain't in the chelis, were not edible, you cannot eat them. Meaning to say what, that this was not a chates achitzain, but it was a chates sapnim, that the whole thing was supposed to be burnt. Why? Sure, Rabbi Yosi learned from this posik that I'll avoid the zora heviim, that when they came up in Ezra and now came back to Eretz Israel. They brought these 12 chatois for a chet that Klai Yisrael did before in the chet of Avodah Zarah. So the chet is hapnim, that's called sirim anasrof, and no thing is burnt. There's no part that's edible. And the Yomer Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, what was this chet? Al Avodah Zarah she'osu b'meitzit kiyo. That this was because of the chet that Klai Yisrael did b'shas the time that said kiyo. So even though at that time they didn't bring the korban, now when they came up in Ezra, now's the time they brought the korban. That's what this chatas has a look like a korban oil, meaning to say those things burnt. So Gemara says kasakot that the meaning is that leman the yistleich chatas sibah shneschapra b'leah meisa. If the old this halacha applies to korban sibah, if they had a kapor already, is this lenam the also all the other halacha that chatas sibah shemeisa b'leah meisa the korban sibah if the bialim died it should be lemisa aslo. So according to Yehuda Shita should be shred this pasuk here in Ezra. For Hocho Dika de Mesa Balea. However, all the people of Titkiyo's times died already for a time of Ezra. The Kakorva, still they brought a Korban Chatis to Mechapar on them. A Korban Sibur, even though the owners, the Bailam died, the whole Sibur died already, still they bring the Korban. We don't have this halach of these five halachas to say it's Lemis Osla by Korban Sibur. So, according to Kasha Nebuda, how did you learn this Pasuk here? Here it's Mashma that this Chatis was like an Oilo. Meaning to say, it was a chatas hapanim that no thing was burnt because it was brought on the chet of Avodah Zarah that did be made to kiyo, and all those people died already. So where it says, Amar Papa, Afilu Lamandiyam, even the one that holds, no, chatas tziba shekipra baleha, misa, even if you want to say, then the case where the tziba lost the korban, and they brought another one, so they had the kapor already. The first one goes the misa, but I'll tell you, chatas tziba shemesu baleha, I can't say if the chatas belong to the tzibur and the whole tzibur dies, still ain't a mesa, then it's not mes. What's the reason why not? The fishain not tzibur mesa, because that's a klal. A tzibur is never called dead. Even though they died, by the time they have children, the children take over, it's never called like they're dead. So therefore, if that's shver, why they brought this korban out in Me'ezra for the chet that was done, b'shas tit kiyo. Like we'll soon see. The Mor says, minol el rapopo, has a rapopo not to say the svara? That a tzibur is not mesa. In any if you want to tell me, Shum, this is what the pasuk says. Tacha savoy secho, yiobonecho. It's Rashi's kolaymar. Debonim hevi b'mkaimom. The children is like they're still alive. Mishum hochi kor v'chatos. That's why they're able to bring this chatos now. Even though the tzibur at that time died already, but the kids are alive now. For the Merav, that's a svar by korban tzibur yochi. Afilu yochanami. Say the same svar by korban yochid also then. But how can you say korban yochid? Is the Lemisa's law, why they have children? Let this be called the Mesa Baleo. El here, so you see what, when the father dies, it is called Mesa Baleo. So by Tibur also. Someone says, no, Ela rather hainu taima shein tziva meisim. What the reason why a tziva is not meisim? Misira regolim, we bring a raya. V'roshi chadoshim, we bring a raya from the korbans that are brought on Yom Tovim, and was brought on Rosh Chodesh. The Yom Rachmon HaTorah says, I sinu mitruma salishcha, that you bring these korbanos from the truma salishcha, the money that was collected on Adar by the machzor shekel. So the question is, how can we use the money now at the end of the year? V'dilma meisim arayu. Maybe somebody that put money into the pushka died in the middle of the year. So by the yontif at the end, how could you bring the korban from his money? The owner died already. V'dilma hani marayu dahani zuzi. Maybe the money using now is from the money that somebody that died. So how could you use the money? Elash, I mean that there's a proof that ain't that tziba meisim. That by tziba we never consider the meisim. Even though the person died, so what? That's not a psul by tziba. So he's bringing a proof from a pasuk who doesn't say what the raya is. Rashi says elahein. Not having a meisim. Rashi says heinu taima diena tziba meisim. Shein din chata shemeisim b'leah b'tziba. Misir misofer regolim rosh kadoshim. Stam, that's the halacha. V'yom rachmona asinu mitruma salishcha. Yemishkola ma'boyim b'yad v'afagav dikla meima duma meisim raya dana zuzik. Tzas mihim. Still we don't say it. He doesn't say Claude has, but why not? But we don't say it. Now the Gemara says, "Viboyisim." Another teretz could be like this: that really know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be a psul of by chatas sibur shemesa baleho. If they really died, you cannot bring the korban. Sakum avir they brought the korban. I'll tell you, viboyisim, ki akrevinu lani chatois achay akrevinu. They brought on the people that are still alive right now. There were still people that were alive from that chet of tzidkiyo. You see, the pasuk says, "V'rabim me'akhana malviim for Rosh Yovas haskenim asher roes abayis arishon biyosta ze abayis is boichim bekel gadol v'rabim betrua." So, mashmu they were crying much for the chet that they did of avoid the zara. So they brought the korban not for the people that died already in Echanami. For those that died already, it's called the korban sibush tishem meisa baleim. You can't bring the korban. But they brought the korban for the people that are alive right now. Rashi says, "Min daloisin shoyadayin chayim min oiv dim avoy dezar b'metzikiyon." He says, "V'rabim betrua oisin shloy roes abayis harishin oiv achshem reim v'smechin." So Mora says, "V'dil mahanachem yuta." Maybe they're only meet the people alive right now, and on a meet you don't bring a korban tzibar. Each one should have brought his own chatas for the chet that they did. So Mora says, "No." The Motzei Sarmat Nechsev, it says, Lo hikar om b'truah v'simcha, l'kol b'chi om. The mashma l'kol b'chi om, mashma was an am, Rashi says, Al merabim hoyu aboichim. Al amreim, there was more crying than screaming. Mashma, there were more that did the chet that were still alive right now. So there was like a rabim that was still alive right now. So kids, so this chatas was brought for the people that are alive in Echnami. The people that are dead already can bring a carbon for them. Only for the ones that are alive right now. Now the Gemara Stami is the Kasha. Veichim makrivelu. How could they bring a chatis for that chet of the avodah zarah b'shasid kiyo for rei mezidim moyu? At that time they were amazed. So you can't bring a korban for amazed, only for a shaygig. Omer Rav Yechon atay nechnami hayroyis shohois was a special aloch here, a special psak aloch only for this one case. But really, after the amazed, it was a mechuyev chatis. And hachadam is telling this tomorrow also, because the leptei moch not going to say like this. Sabish leima porim. Usirim kineged shnei mosa shvatim. That's what it says, that they brought 12 korbanos here. That's kineged the yud vei shvatim. El kvosim. But that's what it says before. It says they brought 77 kvosim kineged me. What do they have to bring so many lambs for? El it must be the pshat is hayroa shohisa was a special halacha over there. It wasn't stamas the korban chatish shabai was a special halacha. Therefore, we can learn out from over here. Gemara says Tanan Hosim learned over there Gemara and Saita that Mishemes Yosef ben Yoezer is Tzureda when Yosef ben Yoezer was Nifta. The Yosef ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim is Botluha Ashkolis. It was Botlu. There's no more people called Ashkolis. What does that mean? Cluster of grapes, like means Ish Shakol Boy, a man that has everything. Rashi says Shakol Boy means Torah has the Yereschet of Gemilas Chasadim. Ay, v'yom rev yudom ha-shmuel, kol ha-shkolesh shomdol hem li-yisrael, mi-yemais moisha ad shemais Yosef ben Yoezer. It's all the ha-shkolesh, all the people that knew everything, that stood up from the times of Moshe until Yosef ben Yoezer was nifter. They can mamish learn Torah the same way like Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah. But they can't be like afterwards. Then afterwards, they cannot learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. That's what he says. So this the Gemara is, I go Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, that Shloshes Alpayim Alochas, there were 3,000 Alochas, Nishtachu were forgotten, B'nei Avela Shemaisha. B'shas Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, Chloyesu forgot 3,000 Alochas. So how can you say all these generations afterwards, they learned the same amount of Torah just like Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not true. They forgot 3,000 Alochas here. So how can you say they learned the same amount? Smur says true. The Ishtakach Lu Ishtakach. The halachas that they forgot, that we're not saying they learned. But all we're saying is, the gemirulu. But the halachas that they did learn, the ones that they did not forget, is heavy gemiru k'Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew it clear and claw, just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. For the Gemara still alive, what Tanya we learned that mishemais Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was meis, Again, so says too, we learned that Mishemais Moshe, after Moshe Rabbeinu was mace, it says it depends on the Hat Machlokes, and then Im Rabu Mitamim, if the Tzib, but they're most of the Chom, instead of Tomei Timu, then the Chom went Basar Roiv, and they said it's Tomei. Im Rabu Torim, if most of them said it's Tor, Tiaru. So according to Kashra, you see they did not know the Lachas Klor anymore. That after Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Tzvekas ready. They had doubts what the Lachar is. And therefore, they had to go Basar Roiv. So how could you say they learned the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu learned? So Marin says, Liboyi Dimayatu. Taka, the hearts were much less. Now, as Rashi says, Halev Nismayat, the heart became less. They didn't know that much. They didn't know how to bring back the lochas they forgot. Hilkach. Voyachokim bim. Voyachokim, they weren't after them rubim. That was the lochas they forgot. But Migmar have a Gemirulu Kameshra Rabbeinu. Rashi says, but Loisa and Shlanishtachu, but the Lochas that they did not forget, that they knew clearly like Meshra Rabbeinu, was no machlokes about that. Now the Masdis and the Brice learned like this. Tony, we learned that Kol Ashkolis, all these people that knew everything, Shomdu Li Yisrael Yemais Meshra at Shemais Yosef Ben Yuezer, like we said before, Yisraida, is Lohoye Bem Shum Daifi. There was no Daifi means. So Rashi says, "Kesatadach doifu shochet," means they had no chet at all. Lehoye bashkol shomdu panasayim shay Yisrael. He's panasayim, the one that led Klai Yisrael. They had no chet at all. They can't be like after these times. Hoye them shum doifu. Even the panasayim, the leaders of Klai Yisrael had a chet. For the Gemara of Atani, we learn like this: Maisid once happened bechosedech with one chosid. Shay goynech mliboy. He was like screaming from his heart. He had pain. He had heart pains. Rashi's soyek mikoyev liboy. He had bad heart pains. He has to start to cry because of that. So he showed the reference, so he has to doctors. Viyomo, they said to him, "Ein loy takona." There's no way he'll fix himself up to get better. At she yonek cholov resech till he nurses sucks out hot milk. Shachris in the morning, because he should suck the milk from the animal itself. So that's what happens. The vuas, they brought him a goat. The koshula b'kroy mitosa, they tied it onto his bedside. Vayonik amenu, every morning he would suck from it, nurse from it, cholof every fresh milk. The mocha, the next day, nichnus to chaver levakra, the chachomim came into him levakra chayla. Kivin shiro eis, when they saw this eis, they said like this, listem mezuyim atech beisoy, v'yonu nichnosum levakroy, this person has listem mezuyim in his house, we should go visit him. The Vasuzi Rashi says, listem mezuyim, means you have an arm rabba like, behei madaka. And Yecholim Lishomer, you can't watch it. Vorleches v'royi besodas achayim, you can't watch it, and it goes in shep fields, sheps in other places, in other fields. So you're over Nisa Gezel, like we'll soon see. The Chum said, "Do not keep not behemah dak in Eretz Yisrael." So they said, like, since he has this list of mezuzah in his house, we can't stay there. V'yoron nechnos in levak roi. So what happened was Yoshua, they sat down the book, they checked him out. The only chet they found about him, Bovad. And the Yafu, even this chassid also, Bishas Misos, the time when he died, he said like this upon himself, Yodai Ani Biyatra, I know about myself, Shein Biyovin, I have no chet really, Elo Shal Oiso Eiz Bovad, only this one chet that he took an Eiz into his house, Shavati Adivri Chaver, I was over, I didn't listen to what my Chaver, the Chom and Paskin, Shrei Omru, the Chom said like this, Shroyamr Kachomim, a Megadlin Behemadaka Beretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise the Behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Rabbonin, Vanach Rabbonin, Abuda Bar Eloi, Abuda Ben Baba. So, that's what Chom said. Now, the Kaimlum, we hold the Kolechad, the Yama Maisa, the Chosnech, whatever the more says a Maisa, the Chosnechad, it's Oy Rabbuda Ben Baba, or Rabbuda Ben Eloi. And Verabonin, Verabonin, Bosa Yosef ben Rezis Reda. Meaning these two Rabbonin, either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob or Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, were many generations after Yosef ben Reza. For Rabbonin, these two Rabbonin was Bosa Yosef ben Rezis Reda, Dori Dor Hevi. There were a lot of Doris afterwards. And still it says, what le motzu by oven? Alma le hoye ben Dreyfus. You see, even the Panosim later, they didn't have any Dreyfus, they didn't have any Chet. Could you say only the Panosim up until this time had no chet? Here at Samashma, even generations afterwards also they had no chet. So Marin says, Enoch Nami, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef answered.